Welcome to Near Death Experience Podcast, the official source of audio accounts for the Near Death Experience Research Foundation. Today we're going to share a video that was shared by a fellow listener. This is one that was shared by Joe, who we have quoted on the podcast in the past. And thank you, Joe, for sending this video. It's very interesting because it's a distressing near-death experience, or at least the first part of it is. And I recommend you go to this guy's YouTube channel where this video is from. It's called Joe Hadwin Gathering the Souls. That's the name of his YouTube channel, and that is where he shared his near-death experience. So I'm going to recommend you check out his channel. And without further ado, here is Joe Hadwin talking about his near-death experience.
It's Joe Hadwin. I would like to share with you today an experience that happened to me July 20th, 2009. It is an experience that literally changed my life. I've never been the same since then. I will try to keep it as short and brief as possible so this video isn't too long. But it's something I think that everyone needs to know about. On July 20th, 2009, I died from a massive coronary and went straight to hell. I freaked out. I had this demon slither around me, around my shoulders, real reptilious looking, tentacle type hair, millions of teeth, got right in my face and said, "I got you now." I looked down, I seen demons all around me, chewing me up. I panicked, I freaked out, and I screamed out, "God!" And then a battle took place for my soul. I was saved when I was 14 years old. 1978. I was brought up under undenominational type belief. Later on, we migrated into a Southern Baptist belief church. I went to Summer Grove Baptist Church, and I was taught to believe in once saved, always saved. But I'm here to tell you right here, right now, that's not the truth, and it's a false doctrine. It's a lie that's fed straight from Satan. Because the Bible says we pick up our cross daily and follow him. I had no doubt about my original conversion. I was on fire for the Lord. But some things occurred and happened to me within the church, within church elders, and I got burnt. And I put my eyes on man. Put my eyes on hypocrisy that was all throughout the church. And when you put your eyes on man, he'll always let you down. Always. And so I knew the scripture that said that I'd rather you be cold or hot, because you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. And I said, okay. I was hot for you, now I'm fixing to be hot for Satan. And along went my path of self-destruction. A week after the age of 17, I moved out on my own, middle of my high school year, high school senior year, and got mixed up in drugs. All the wrong choices, the stupid choices that a young adult makes. And tried everything I could to get on and off, get help and get away from the drugs. But it seemed that Satan wanted me badly. And he tried everything in his power to steal my soul. And he almost succeeded. Before long, my drug addictions got to the point to where they were so severe that I was not only mentally addicted, I was physically addicted. I was on a hardcore drugs of crystal meth, cocaine, heroin, and I was an IV drug user. I had to go in and out of church trying to desperately cry out for help, and I went to this one church, First Assembly of God, there in Bossier City, Louisiana, and I poured my heart out to the associate pastor there by the name of Dave Edwards, and explained to him how I had just shot up all my rent money, my truck note money, all the money I had to live on, and couldn't stop, was killing myself from shot to shot to shot, and I needed help. I needed help bad. I literally just poured my life out in front of him, and I think I scared him to death. You know, they hear about drug addiction, they hear about these type of things all around them, and then when it's confronted with them in their face, I don't think they really realize the full impact of what drug addiction can do. I raised up my sleeves and showed him my arms looked like pin cushions. And I said, I need help. And he said, okay, we're going to help you. But it's going to cost you. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, hey, that's great. You know, I'm thinking civic duties, community service type work. I just explained this, man. I don't have a dime to my name. And he said, it's going to cost you about $500 a month. I was going to have to pay for the drug treatment, the counseling. And I lost it. When I poured my heart out and my soul out to this man, crying out for help, he looked at for a way to make a buck, to get another dollar. In the name of Jesus. And I viciously verbally attacked him. Got to the point where I was going to get physically assaultive. I walked out of the church, cursed him out, cursed God out, and literally shook my fist at the skies above and cursed God and everything holy. And I said, I'm going to break every commandment there is. I'm going to be your worst sinner. And vowed to break every commandment. And proceeded to do so, and did so. About age 24, I was sitting in Angola. 5 counts armed robbery. 15-year sentence. That was 1989. Anyhow, proceeded to do my sentence, got out. Due to conflicts with the law, this and that, kept going back. Ended up doing 14 years on a 15-year sentence, got out, and met the wife that I'm with now, my saving grace, Evelyn. And I got mixed up, and I mixed, you know, I met this guy that I did time with, and Satan put him in my path, and next thing you know, everything I hated in my life, and I ran from, I was running to, and I was back on drugs, and I proceeded to destroy my life, and everything I love, and that's what happened July 20th. For reasons unknown to me, I can't explain it. I ate a little over 4.5 grams of high-grade cocaine, and it blew my heart up. I know a lot of you are going to think, you know, this is some drug-induced deal, but whether you choose to believe it or not, that's your right and your beliefs. But I'm telling you, what happened to me and what I experienced changed my life because God intervened. This battle that went back and forth was unending. My wife ran into the bathroom. She saw me leaned up against the toilet. She screamed my name, and she said when I turned my head, it was just a small black spot about the size of a cantaloupe. No eyes, no ears, no mouth, just a solid black spot, and she took off running. She ran to unlock the door. She says to this day she don't know why she did that. In the time frame it took her to get back, I had one foot in this world and one foot in the spiritual realm, and time and space is all distorted. It seemed like that last 12 years, an eternity. And the battle, like I said, ensued over my soul. Satan threw all kinds of horrible, evil thoughts in my head. The worst things you can think of, the worst sins possible. And God kept putting his love out. And when we say love, it's so overrated, so overused. God's love is a perfect love. It's like a warm blanket. It wraps around you. It surrounds you. It's perfect. And this went back and forth from things getting light to dark, light to dark. And then finally Satan said, I'm right here, right now. You see me, feel me. Where is your God? So he tried using doubt. And I started thinking about it, and I said, you know what, God, I need you. And he's right. Where are you? And he appeared. All my life I wanted to see him. And he was right there in my face, holding his hand out. He said, just take my hand. And every time I would reach out to take his hand, Satan's demons would sit there and throw all these horrible thoughts in my head, everything I couldn't do. And it was crazy. It was insane. It didn't make sense. And finally, you know, this went back and forth, back and forth. And I was inundated with, I was wore out. I was physically, mentally, and spiritually just beat down. And I said, you know what, God, I don't care if I live in a cardboard box. I don't care what happens to my life. I don't care. I'm yours. I give you my all, 100%. And it was at that time that I crawled into his hand, this huge, massive hand. And I'm staring in his eyes. The blue is serene. Oh, miraculous eyes. They were just so beautiful. You just get lost in his eyes. And he's picking me up. And then as he's picking me up, he goes to put me down. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, what's going on, God? And he's flicking me out of his hand like some kind of bug. And then he proceeds to chew me out. And let me tell you something. That's one person you do not want to scold you is God. He says, you knew me and turned your back. You mocked my Holy Spirit. You mocked my name. You blasphemed me. You don't deserve a second chance. And everything he said, I couldn't refute. All I could do was shudder. He was right. I had no defense. None. I said, you're right, Father. You're right. He said, but I'm a gracious God. And I'm going to forgive you. And I'm going to give you a second chance, even though you don't deserve it. And he said, on two conditions. I said, man, whatever, whatever, man. Whatever you want. He said, one was, you tell this story to anyone and everyone will listen to it. And he said, the second one is, I need you to help gather the souls. I said, I don't understand. He said, I need you to gather the souls. Is it everything you were taught as a child? Everything you were taught to believe in is fixing to happen. The time is nigh. The end of the world. And there's a great spiritual battle taking place right now. And I need you. Help me. And I said, okay, Lord. And I've told this story to everyone I could talk to about it. Everyone looks at me like I'm nuts and I'm crazy. I've been meaning to do this video for I don't know how long. And you, as you watch this video, probably think I'm nuts and I'm crazy. But all I know is when I came to, everything that was wrong and evil in me was gone. And God cut out all the addictions. God healed me. Miraculously cured. It was gone. And I've never been the same since then. I was just straight up mean. I persecuted Christians. Literally. I used to take the Bible and roll dope up in it and smoke it. And laugh at you if you wouldn't smoke it with me. My favorite scripture was John 3:16, to smoke. And if God can save me, and if God can love me, He can love anybody. No man is beyond redemption. No woman. Care what you said, what you've done. He loves you. God is love. All He asks is you just take Him by the hand. And so that's what I ask. Give Him a chance. Before, I had no hope. My first waking thoughts when I woke up in the morning was, how am I going to get high and why am I alive? Not anymore. I have hope now. My wife says, I have a love affair with death. I guess I do. Death doesn't scare me. I welcome it. In this due time, when God's ready to call me, I'm ready. But until then, I will spread His word and His love. And I pray that you take these words to heart and do some good with it.
Well, Joe, I hope that is what we're doing with these words. What an incredible experience. What an interesting look at both the dark and the light side of near-death experiences. And his first experience, I mean, he was basically tortured by demons. I mean, horrible, horrible experience. And then his second, he is this beautiful, loving encounter with God, but he's also chewed out by God, chewed out by Him, saying, you knew and you rejected me. And basically saying, don't do that anymore. Needless to say, Joe turned his life around, and what a beautiful outcome that is in trying to share this word with as many people as will listen. I hope we can help him spread that word in sharing it on the podcast today. Interestingly, we're going to be sharing an episode tomorrow that is another YouTube video, but it has kind of a, not a different message, but a different focus. This one is emphasizing very much that you can absolutely do wrong in this life, and you will end up in serious, serious trouble if you do. And the next one is going to be kind of saying, that it doesn't matter what we do in this life, that everything, it's all good, this is all safe and everything. And it may look on the surface like a contradiction when you hear two different kinds of experiences like that. And you hear how how some will say it doesn't matter what you do, and then others say get right with God because it matters very much what you do. I think both are correct, and some people would consider that a contradiction. I do not. I think that this place that we are, this earth, is safe in the sense that we can't be destroyed. It's safe in the sense that God is always, always, always there for us, and that He is available if we will reach out to Him. He wants us to, and He's always available. It's like going out onto some dangerous adventure, and you've got this little, you know, device in your hand, kind of like the call button at the hospital. You just push this button, help will instantly be there. It's like we've got that here, and yet the danger is genuine and real. But the danger is not physically dangerous. Well, I should say there's physical dangers, but those physical dangers don't really fully matter in the eternal sense, because, you know, even if you're in an accidental car accident and die, that's not necessarily a problem if you've lived out your life right. Now, if you're living your life wrong and you go back with having not fulfilled what you came here to do, that may be a painful experience for you, which is kind of what Joe is talking about. And yet in the next one, we'll talk about, or we'll hear about how this is also a very learning experience, a very safe and loving experience. And so just recognize that these seeming contradictions between the different experiences don't turn out to be contradictions, in my mind anyway, at all, but rather different focuses on the same things. That God is love. We can know God. We should reach out to God. We should seek Him and live the best lives we can while we're here. And that's going to mean different things to different people, but it will always include trying to do good, trying to stay close to God, because as we do, we will be better equipped to fulfill the reason for our being here. Anyway, if you'd like to contact the podcast, you can do so by either emailing neardeathexperiencepodcast@gmail.com, or you can call 970-NDE-CAST. You can also support the podcast either by going to patreon.com/NDEcast and becoming an ongoing monthly contributor, or you can support the podcast also by purchasing the book Life in the Spirit World. And once again, thank you all of you so much again for listening.